Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Great to chat again, Sarah, on this weekend edition of The Overdrive. You are going into controversial space, as you generally do. You're going to be talking Nkosa Zana Dlamini Zuma and IEC. I presume we're talking postponement of local elections.
We are indeed. Essentially, what's happening is that the IEC, the Electoral Commission, is going to court to apply to, going to the Constitutional Court, what's more, to exceed the constitutional deadline for the national municipal elections. Now, we've got three main concerns, and one in particular is that Section 159 of the Constitution says that elections must be held within 90 days after the end of the term of the particular political entity, whether it be municipal, national, or provincial. And that 90 days ends this year for the municipal elections on the 1st of November. It doesn't allow, there is nothing in the Constitution that says there may be exceptional circumstances. It says nothing. It's an absolute decree. Now, the IEC is going to the court because it's saying it will be unable to hold free and fair elections on the 27th of October, which the date has now been declared, and I'll come to that. Now, there is dispute between the government and their advisors and independent medical experts who say that there's no reason for them not to hold the elections. They can use the same measures that journalists, security recipients, shoppers, etc. use to distance. The other thing, of course, is that we've had over, in the period of the pandemic, we've held over 100 municipal by-elections, which shows that we've done it and we can do it, and no issue was raised in respect to that. So we're very concerned that this is a political, entirely a political issue. Now, because Zana Dlamini Zuma, the minister responsible, we say, has disenfranchised the voters by prematurely proclaiming the election, I think she did it yesterday or the day before an in-person voter registration was conducted. And we say that it preempts the Constitutional Court decision. And it means that even if the court finds that the country can hold free and fair elections on the grounds of adequately averting COVID-related risks, the elections still can't go ahead on a free and fair manner because potential voters, in other words, people who must register to vote, will be disadvantaged by premature proclamation. So we have actually decided to apply to be a friend of the court in the IEC application to the Constitutional Court. And the reason, I've given you the reasons why we think it can go ahead. We also, some of our guys are really looking into have kept abreast of the COVID thing. And they are of the view that February might in fact be potentially more problematic health-wise, medical-wise, than the end of October. So the whole thing becomes murkier. And I think there was an announcement today, a press release from the ANC, but I haven't been able to check it, saying they want the elections postponed to April. So we think that, you know, the most fundamental right, other than probably the freedom of speech, is the right to vote in a free and fair election. And the IEC has been able to do it before. It's done it in the last year. There's no reason why it shouldn't be able to do it on the 27th of October. And we think this aims to undermine the Constitution and play into the hands of certain political parties.
How's it playing into anybody's hands when it's merely a postponement?
Well, it plays into potentially the EFF wants the municipal elections to be postponed and to be held at exactly the same time as provincial and national in 2024. For the ANC, we think that it's a variety of things, not least of which is it may affect its pre-election planning, but also because we've just had this period of horrific unrest. We've had the epidemic not always well handled. So the further we can get into next year, hopefully for the ANC, with nothing else going wrong, the better their chances, particularly as there's a significant chance that they may fall below 50% representation in this election.
Sargon, I'm glad you explained that. I had some preconceived ideas before you began your talk this afternoon. So thank you for explaining the position. Makes it so much clearer.
My pleasure. I hope you don't have any more preconceived ideas or any conceived ideas on the subject.
Thank you. I've got 5 minutes left. I got to vamoose out of here, but thank you. I really, really enjoyed that. I mean it. I really did.